want to call to order the November meeting of the Taney County Planning and Zoning Commission. Scott, would you establish a quorum, please?
Yes, I will. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Holman.
Here.
Devin Sonnefeld.
Here.
Roger Haynes. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen. George Kramer.
Is here.
And Devin Huff.
Surprisingly enough.
You do have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Want to establish or explain our meeting procedure, Scott?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the November 13th, 2023 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report will be read for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
All right. Has everybody had a chance to sign up? This will be your last opportunity to sign up. If you want to sign up, well, go ahead and speak on a project. Well, go ahead and get signed up. Have we had a chance to look at the meeting or the minutes of the last meeting? And somebody want to make a motion on those?
Your turn.
Did I hear something? No?
Make a motion, hands up.
We have a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Everybody in favor of accepting the minutes as they are presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against, say nay. Carried.
Scott, I would like to propose a motion of a four-minute time limit for the audience to speak if they are not a representative of the case.
I'll second that.
Got a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor of that, say aye and raise your right hand.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carried. Public hearing and final vote for case number 23019, a rezone.
So your RZ 2319 K&H Buildings LLC is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is parcel number 10-6.0-24-000-000-009.000, located at 25123 U.S. Highway 160, Kazee Mills, Missouri. Subject's property is zoned A1, Agricultural District. The rezone request is for RV1, for RV Park District. As per the assessor's information, the subject property is 21 acres in size, with a residence built in 1945, a cabana built in 1996, and a mobile home located on the property. The property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. K&H Buildings LLC has also made application for a conditional use permit for nightly rental cabins. If approved, the permit would be valid either on the A1 zoning or the proposed RV1 zoning. I'll ask the Planning Commission if they want to consider both the CUP and the rezone in the same public hearing. And if you do, then you would vote separately on each application. And a reminder, your rezone is only recommendation, but your CUP for the nightly rental would be the final vote, and it would stand on either the A1 or the RV1.
Is
So looking at our screen, so if you can see my mouse, which I can't even see my mouse, there he is. There's the Beaver Creek Bridge on 160, got the highlighted parcel there, so it's in the eastern part of the county. Here's our zoning layer. Pretty much agricultural, mobile home district, and then of course the Green Hatch National Forest. There's an entrance that's been put in here. Then I've got a picture of, that's it right there. It's looking back to the east. Another picture to the east. And then I turn back around to the west. And I moved down the hill just a little bit. Took a couple of pictures. So if you move through the nightly rental, it's a CUP 2317. Of course, the nightly rental CUP recommendations are all the same nightly rental ones you've seen for years. No difference. No added requirements than your standard nightly rental requirements that we propose. At that, I would turn it over to the representative and owner.
We have a representative on the project. Yes, you come forward.
Can I pass this to you guys to look at?
Well, thank you for your time. I'm just going to read kind of a mission statement, kind of what we're kind of going after here. My wife and I envision a beautiful campground for families to come in together and enjoy our beautiful Ozark Mountains. It is our dream to bring to the area a camping experience for the whole family, where the comfort of the outdoors can be brought to people from near and afar. The location we have established for this proposed project is fitting for the ultimate camping experience and will surely bring enjoyment to families choosing to stay with us, as well as the ones just passing by. Sadly, there are not too many spots in this area for families to stay for extended visits and family events. And this is our vision to create the opportunities for family in the area that have not been overcome by our annual flooding, as a lot of our campsites have. We're proposing 24 campsites in several different phases, starting with 7 to start with, and we're asking for 5 nightly rentals. And on that map, if you'll notice down along the wood line, is where we're proposing for the cabins to be and the RV sites to be up in the field.
Five,
yes.
Are you proposing year-round rental opportunities, or is this...
No, this will be annually. We will shut the park down. It'll probably be late October and then reopen at the end of April. The nightly rental side we will leave open, though, for year-round use.
Any of the other commissioners have something they want to ask the applicant?
What other amenities will you have
at the park? Well, so I have drawn on there a shower house, a pavilion, and then I don't have a whole lot down towards Brenda Cole's old house, because we don't really know if we'd like to revisit at that time and ask for an event hall or something of that nature, but we're just kind of going at this. If it works, we'll keep expanding. If it's not the greatest thing ever, then we'll back away.
Are you going to have more or less traditional hours on quiet time on the campground?
I would say 10:30 would be appropriate.
Most campgrounds now, I mean, they have no generators and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and everything will have power, water, and sewer to it, so...
Anyone else got anything they want to...
Got plans for your on-site wastewater treatment?
I've been with John Suti. We have several different options we can go with. We can go with the Prisby system, a traditional system. There's plenty of land. If we do maximize up to the 21, we know DNR will be involved and we'll have to have a treatment facility of maybe greater standards than normal.
So you're going to start out?
7. Yeah, we'd like to keep them a little bit more separate. Our wife and I, we don't like when you go camping, you're stacked 10 foot away from everybody. We'd like to have it a little bit more area. So when you pull up, it could be a family event. You've got playing room. We're not trying to stack them right on top of each other necessarily.
How long have you been on the property, John?
2 years now.
Anyone else?
How big is each RV lot?
I don't have that particular number on hand, but it's. I'd like to see them more of like the 20 by 50 size.
I think that's what's required.
I think the required is 100 square feet.
We have a size, we have a maximum amount. Yeah, aggregate.
Yeah, I've never heard of a particular camp site size.
Can we get you to state your name for the record?
Just so Cody
we have
Pender.
It on the recording.
Cody Pender.
Thank you.
And Dusty Sears has been out as of the new commercial driveway. There's another one which would give us four commercial driveways, but I have to section off 3 feet to the state to put in that one, and we're just waiting to see how this goes before that's approved.
Is there anyone else that has signed up to speak for this project? I have two over here. Anyone else? If there's no further, we'll let the other ones that signed up to speak for the project speak now. You can take a seat.
Huh? I don't think they wanted to speak for it. I think they just wanted to speak about it.
Yeah, I misunderstood what you said. I'm sorry.
Oh, there's no one here that wants to speak for the project?
No.
Huh. Okay. All right, I presume we have some here that want to speak in opposition then, maybe. Okay. Have you got a particular order? Anyone want to start? We'll start on this side of the room over here then. I'm left-handed. We'll start from left to right. I think there's one in the center aisle, the fifth seat back, that gentleman right there. Yes, sir, you. If you want to, you may start this procedure. You have been chosen.
Very good. Thank you.
Part of this was repaired or prepared.
Your name, please.
My name is William Smith. I reside at 246 Roberts Ridge, Kazim Hills.
Okay.
This was prepared before I had some of the statistics that have been put forward as to the amount of camping spots and cabins and so forth. So, but most of it does apply regardless, so. As a resident of the Kizzy Mills area since 2006, this is also my significant other. It's also a co-owner of the property that we're on. Seeing the changes that have occurred in Taney County over the past 17 plus years, we have supported many of the changes and improvements, especially in Kizzy Mills and surrounding area. For the most part, the changes have either been a benefit to the community or have had no adverse effect. After careful consideration and discussion with some of the other residents in the immediate area of this pending action, I have found that this requested zoning change might be more detrimental than beneficial to the surrounding community. Some of the concerns discussed are as follows. Water quality. Not knowing the number of units planned, there's a concern for the effect on existing wells. There are obviously to be an additional demand on the availability of drinking water and additional wells required to support an RV-type operation. Again, not knowing the number of units planned, disposal of wastewater becomes a concern. Therefore, not only are we concerned about the effect on well water, but the effect on additional waters such as Beaver Creek and surrounding waters. These are public use waters and quality might be adversely affected. traffic safety. Realizing that an increase in vehicular traffic would be negligible, the addition of at least one additional intersection on Highway 160 would exist. Entry-exit of traffic at that location will most likely create additional traffic restrictions slash hazards due to recreational vehicles attempting to negotiate turns into that facility. Interference with traffic flow will most likely be an ongoing hazard. In addition, should a vehicle operator miss the entry point, a suitable, safe turnaround point for larger and combination vehicles does not exist within several miles. Again, a traffic hazard. Recreational points of interest. If anyone is interested in fishing opportunities or other recreational opportunities in the immediate area, the entry points to Beaver Creek have been restricted from vehicular traffic by the Corps of Engineers in several areas. For Roberts Ridge, access has been gated, leaving access only to foot traffic. Should anyone wish to use this area, we'll find that public parking and the ability to turn around on a dead-end road are non-existent to non-resident traffic. My apologies. In closing, several of the residents in the immediate area feel that a recreational vehicle slash overnight cabin